Today's best vegan restaurants are elegant, refined, even sometimes whimsical. At the forefront of the movement is the Los Angeles restaurant Crossroads. They serve things like porcini crusted eggplant, smoked heirloom carrot lox, and hearts of palm calamari. The founder and chef is Tal Ronan, a man who has been described as a plant-based food whisperer. He's author of a new book, Crossroads: Extraordinary Recipes from the Restaurant That is Reinventing Vegan Cuisine. Our correspondent Joe Yonan of The Washington Post talked to him about his vegan mission.
Hi, Tal. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, thanks so much for having me.
In your introduction, you write something that really interested me. As a lover of food, you say, I realized it wasn't the animal products I actually longed for, but the texture, the flavor, the heartiness, and the satisfaction. I was so glad to hear you talk about satisfaction because one of the common misconceptions about plant-based food, at least among meat eaters, is that you leave the meal still hungry. Yeah. How do you deal with that?
Yeah, a lot of people feel like they're not going to be satiated. They're not going to be happy after eating a vegan meal. And, you know, part of that is, you know, a lot of years of bland vegan cooking. I think it's really important when you're creating vegan dishes like we do at the restaurant or for the book, that they be familiar flavors, familiar textures. A lot of people think that a vegan meal is going to be a white, bland, squishy piece of tofu. And we don't even use tofu in the book. We don't use it at the restaurant. So creating dishes that have familiar flavors and a familiar feel and look are a great way to get people to try eating more plant-based foods. It's more approachable. It's less dogmatic, it's less scary, and that's kind of the focus of the new book.
Tal, I think one of the things that keeps some people from embracing veganism is cheese.
Yep.
cheese seems to be the big bugaboo for a lot of vegan cooks. You've been involved with making cheese, making a vegan cheese, which I have to say from personal experience has really raised the bar. These are Kite Hill brand cheeses. Can you tell us how you got into it and what makes Kite Hill different?
First of all, thanks for trying it. What's different about it is it's made how cheese has always been made. Cheese has always been made from different milks, whether it was cow's milk or sheep's milk or goat's milk. We use almond milk, and we culture that almond milk like you would milk coming from animals, and we press it, we age it, and that's why you're getting that experience of cheese. And I think for the most part, before, most cheese alternatives were highly processed, you know, oils suspended in starch or soy. So we just have an amazing team that came together to create the cheeses. A Stanford biochemist, a cheesemaker from Boston, a cheesemaker from France. We have a really great team that is putting out great products. We have yogurts hitting Whole Foods this month, so it's a cultured almond yogurt. It's been really fun to be a part of that.
Tal, what are some of your favorite ways to get some of that satisfaction and textures and umami flavors that you talked about?
You know, we stick to really great cooking techniques. So we do a lot of smoking, a lot of grilling. We do a smoked carrot lox where we'll take a heirloom carrot, smoke it over hickory, and then roast it until it's very tender and shave it thin. And it looks like a piece of Nova lox. And we put that on our bagel during our brunch with the almond Kite Hill almond cream cheese. And we launched an all-vegan seafood tower. And people just went wild for it. You know, instead of lobster, we had lobster mushrooms from Oregon. We did our take on a clams casino where Scott Jones, our executive chef, smoked shallots, which gave the perception of bacon in the stuffing that you would have in a clam casino. Our Rockefeller has a shiitake mushroom. It's been poached in olive oil. The calamari is made out of hearts of palm that's, you know, sustainably grown. Just you know, we're always trying new things. We're always trying to create food that you would never expect to have in a plant-based diet, and therefore you really don't miss it.
So, Tal, do you envision a time when vegan might become completely mainstream?
Absolutely. A project I've been working on for a long time now in Las Vegas at the Wynn properties is a really telling sign of, you know, how mainstream this is becoming. I've worked with all the chefs at the Wynn and Encore to create menus that are completely plant-based. So you could go to the steakhouse, you can go to the Italian restaurant, and you get a regular menu, and then you also get the menu that I've created with the chefs there that's completely plant-based. And it's, the program's over 4 years old, and it's doing great. People travel to the property just for the menus.
You can't get more mainstream than that.
No.
Tal Ronan is author of Crossroads. Joe Yonan is author of Eat Your Vegetables, Bold Recipes for the Single Cook. Be sure to check out Tal's recipe for spaghetti squash noche moscata. And it includes a killer recipe for walnut parmesan, no less. You can find it at splendidtable.org.